Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening, and a happy Memorial Day, everyone. Memorial Day, a summer-leaning holiday, and also a Remembrance Day reserved to honor the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. We will signify both this hour. As Americans across the country use this three-day weekend as their unofficial kickoff for the summer, we're asking you this hour what you are looking forward to this summer. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'll also talk about how the World Cup is going to show Brazil to the world, its beauty and its ugliness right now. We'll get some sage advice on how to make the perfect Memorial Day hamburger. Dan Pashman of the Sporkful podcast gets all know-it-all-ish about burgers for us, and the summer music pipeline in recordings and live festivals. But first, President Barack Obama pledged last week to investigate the alleged misconduct taking place at the Department of Veterans Affairs and said for now he'll keep Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki at his post.
He has put his heart and soul into this thing, and he has taken it very seriously. But I have said to Rick, and I said it to him today, I want to see, you know, what the results of these reports are, and there is going to be accountability.
The investigation comes after a whistleblower reported that as many as 40 patients at a Phoenix VA hospital may have died while awaiting care. Here's Eric Shinseki earlier this month assuring Americans that he is addressing the problem.
It's important for me to assure veterans to regain their trust, whatever has been compromised here, that when they come to VA, they come to a good, safe, caring system.
But that idea of a good, safe, caring system is at odds with some of the things we've been hearing about facilities besides the one at the center of the scandal in Phoenix. Joes Matthews is a psychiatrist at the VA Medical Center in St. Louis.
To my shock, I discovered that I could not account for the majority of time for the psychiatrists, and they were seeing on average 6 psychiatrically ill patients in an 8-hour day. And these are psychiatrists, so they are not psychologists offering an hour therapy. The vast majority of these appointments are 30-minute appointments. So I could not account for more than, you know, 3.5 hours out of 8 hours as direct patient care related.
And then there was Tracy Eiswert, who told us about her late husband, who fought with the Army National Guard in Iraq, only to fight unsuccessfully with the VA to get mental health treatment. He eventually committed suicide.
Initially, they failed to properly diagnose Scott's PTSD. When he finally got through this process and got in to see somebody, it was an error in their diagnosis. And then that continued with improper treatment, which they admitted their error in misdiagnosing him. They admitted his suicide was service-connected, and I got an apology and retroactive benefits that Scott would have received when he was alive. My issue is I'm not a statistic. I'm not, you know, inevitably there's going to be error. My husband's dead.
What we want to do this hour is take a measure of this moment for the VA from the perspective of 2 longtime veterans on this Memorial Day. Jacob Manning is an Army veteran, and Elizabeth Benn has served 30 years in the Army, active and reserve. She was deployed in Bosnia in the 90s. Elizabeth and Jacob, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And happy Memorial Day to both of you.
Thank you.
Now, when you look at the news headlines, the fact that Eric Shinseki is certainly under fire in Congress, and you look at the specific details in this case in Phoenix and some of the others that I referred to, is this familiar to you? How do you see all of this? What is your sense of the reputation of the VA based on your own experiences? Jacob?
I see this as being a situation that is commonly seen, especially down in the South, where there's a lot of snowbirds and seniors that come to different areas. Because the fact is, there's not enough funding, and the doctors, they take 6 months to 8 months to see a patient. And a lot of that problem goes to what I believe Lieutenant Colonel North has said, that VA should only hire veterans or spouses of veterans to care for veterans because we understand their plight.
Jacob Manning, in the instance that we talked about on this program where a man trying to get mental health services ran out of time and eventually committed suicide, Does that situation sound familiar to you?
Oh, yes, very much so. When I was in Missouri, I called them and they said, I told them I was suicidal. The VA told me to wait because they closed at 3 o'clock. General Shinseki, he personally dealt with that issue. But it comes when you come down to the South, the Southern VAs, I found is to be a lot of the problems from talking to all my friends and stuff who are in the South, like I have friends in Texas. And they're having problems with the Texas VA also. But I believe, you know, just pumping money into it's not going to fix the system. They need to completely overhaul the system.
Elizabeth Benn, how do you see what's going on with Shinseki and with the VA generally?
Overall, my experience at the Madison, Wisconsin VA Medical Center has been very positive. I've been using this facility on and off since 1999. They've got a nice mixture of older staff physicians with younger residents from the University of Wisconsin hospitals, and that brings a good balance of experience and new methods. I personally haven't had problems with waiting times or things like that. I would say that it varies by region.
Elizabeth, in general, you know, the fact that we've just seen two wars in Afghanistan and Iraq over the last decade or more, how has that changed your VA experience? Did you start to see the strains on the system as the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan created veteran problems that are very different from the kinds of issues that I suspect you have?
Yes, but here in Madison, at least, the VA was quick to expand their facility. They built on to the hospital, and they've hired more people. There was obviously a massive increase in the number of patients, but I believe they've handled it well. They've been proactive. They've been responsive and quick to address problems.
So, Jacob and Elizabeth, before we go, what is your assessment of Eric Shinseki? Do you think he should remain? I mean, he's certainly given a lot of service to this country as a general. He had problems during the Bush administration when he tried to, urge more troops into Iraq, and his career almost ended in the U.S. military, and now he's back trying to serve veterans, and he's under fire once again. Elizabeth Benn, what do you think?
I don't see a need for him to resign at this point. I don't believe that would help. He can't personally be at every VA medical facility in the country. There's no other healthcare system in the United States that's as large, that serves as many patients, and is as spread out as the VA system is. And to think that one person can oversee every detail at every facility is just not reasonable.
Okay, Jacob Manning, what are your thoughts on Eric Shinseki?
I believe he's doing a wonderful job. He's doing what he can. He's a human. He can only do so much. He served his country. He's still serving his country. And I agree with Elizabeth on this. And, you know, the biggest thing that needs to be done really is Congress and Senate need to look at the management in those certain locations and say, look, this is what needs to be done. Because if you start cutting out top management, it's going to make the system even worse.
Well, certainly the Congress is taking a close look at this. Shinseki has been told by the president to take a close look at this. I want to thank both of you for your candor. That's two votes for Eric Shinseki on this Memorial Day. I'm sure he'll be grateful to hear that. Happy Memorial Day to both of you, and thank you so much for your service, Elizabeth and Jacob.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jacob Manning is an Army veteran of the Persian Gulf era. He joined us from Orlando, Florida. And Elizabeth Benn is a retired sergeant major who served 30 years in the Army, active and reserve, served in Bosnia between 1996 and 1997. She joined us from Madison, Wisconsin.